As more people get vaccinated, those milestone celebrations that had to be postponed are back on, like quinceañeras. A big deal for many Latino communities, a quinceañera is a birthday party for a 15-year-old marking a girl's passage from childhood to adulthood. NPR's Jasmine Garce has one story about a quinceañera in times of COVID-19.
On a Saturday night in Brooklyn, at a Jewish temple decorated in neon blue lights, the ranchera music is playing so loud you can feel your rib cage vibrate. This is a quinceañera. Backstage, looking like a fairy tale in a cream hoop skirt dress and delicate sparkling nails, is the young woman of the hour, Citlali Olvera.
Ready? Yeah, we're about to start right now. I'm excited!
She's smiling in disbelief. Citlali's 15th birthday has been 2 years in the making. She's actually 17.
Una ocasión se peleó la señorita.
A week before the event, I meet the family. A self-described tough cookie, Citlali was raised by her mom and her grandfather, Antonio Salazar, who was a tough cookie himself. He used to be a boxer in Mexico City, and he schooled her on several things, such as how to defend herself if a man ever tried to hurt her.
He's the one that told me that my left is always my domain. So he would say, you have your lefty, so punch them with your left.
And how to plan a quinceañera.
I would sit with him and I would be like, are you ready? Are you ready? Like, we're going to dance all night. And then he would say, yeah, we are.
Don Salazar died in April 2020 of cancer, days before the party. Citlali canceled.
I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. My papa is not here no more with me, so I was like.
Besides, New York was now in a lockdown because of COVID. Citlali says her mom, Miriam, said when things got back to normal, they'd have the party.
She's come in my room so many times and she sat down and she's like, you got this. You got to keep your head up.
But things never really got back to normal. Miriam, who cleans houses for a living, lost most of her income. The Latino community has been hit especially hard by the pandemic. Nationally, Latinos had over twice the death toll as whites. In the next few months, Citlali's uncle died. Her aunt, her godmother, two other family members were placed on respirators. She turned 16, then 17. She felt there was no point in doing a quinceañera. Instead, she got a tattoo on her left ankle in heavy black bold font. It reads, they come, they go.
Like, people come and go, so I better not get attached. I better not feel like they're going to be here with me forever because they're going to leave some point.
But with vaccinations, the city opened up. Miriam found work. The family decided to give it one last try. Thing is, so did every other family planning a quinceañera.
It's really crazy. Trust me. We're doing 5-6 events per day in the weekend. It's completely crazy.
That's event planner Marcos Ortiz in Brooklyn. Although these days he himself is drowning in a sea of chiffon dresses and sparkling tiaras, he and his team have been working to put together Citlali's event. On the day of the quinceañera, Citlali looks elegant. It's exactly the way she and her grandfather planned it, down to the mariachi. And when the final waltz comes up, that's the one where the girl is supposed to dance with her father or grandfather.
Fuerte aplausos para él.
Citlali picks up a photograph of them both and heads to the dance floor. She says she didn't want anyone replacing her grandpa.
Nobody's ever going to fill his spot. So that's why I want him to still have his spot.
Holding the picture tightly, she twirls by herself in a translucent halo of gold fabric. Her mother, Miriam, watches and says she's proud of her daughter's strength.
Es lo que yo he tratado de hacer de ella. El baile tiene que seguir.
This is what I have tried to make of her. The dance has to continue. Even if on the inside you are sad, you are destroyed, the dance continues.
El baile sigue.
A tough cookie crumbles. As Citlali waltzes alone, she starts to sob. Her mom is quickly by her side, holding her, and they start to dance. They come, they go. Far too many have left. And two women who are still here waltz together on a Saturday night in Brooklyn. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, reporting from Citlali Olvera's quinceañera.
Soñar no cuesta, no. Y con los ojos unidos.